Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you?
Oh, yeah. Make me happy. That's about as happy as we're going to get tonight, because after this, we're going to probably make a lot of people mad. Welcome to the Great Ideas Radio Show and our another Sunday night of fun, frolic, and food. Hello, Laurie. Hello, Brian.
Hello there. What was that?
That's Brian snoring. Already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you not to wake me up for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was last week. By the way, that's all your fans. That's what they do while you're on the show, Brian. Just for
I you realize that. What can I do?
Oh, God, we got a lot to talk about, huh?
I said not true.
Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We got follow ups to stories from last week. We got new adventures. We're going to be crossing into the dark side even further. We've got a guest who's joining us to talk about his Ribolator. So we're not going to mess around tonight. We're going to get started right away. And where we're going to start is, remember last week we talked about McDonald's and what does McDonald's need to do to turn their sales around and to become profitable again? Well, they are profitable, but I guess they're losing sales to some other folks. So I think last week we talked about that we thought they should just stick to the basics. Well, guess what, guys? Newsflash.
They're not
going to. Here's an article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but if you haven't heard, McDonald's is going to ditch 7 sandwiches on their menu and offer some things on their menu that both Brian and I can't wait to have. But anyway, if you're didn't know this, let's see here. They're going to do away with, let me find my list here. They're doing away with, first of all, this Quarter Pounder, Quarter Pounder Deluxe. Have you ever had that, Brian?
Quarter Pounder Deluxe?
Yeah. I don't think I have.
What's deluxe about it? What, did they put lettuce and tomatoes on it and call it deluxe?
I guess. I don't think I've ever had it. Well, if you have had it, you won't be able to get it anymore. And, oh, yeah, we talked about this the other night, Brian. You know your favorite little snack wraps, the honey mustard and chipotle snack wraps? Not going to happen anymore.
Oh, they're getting rid of all those chicken wraps?
It says here, other items falling by the wayside, honey mustard and chipotle barbecue snack wraps. So maybe, how many is there? There's a ranch one, right? I guess maybe they're going to keep the ranch one.
I think there was like a barbecue one, the ranch one, and the chili lime. Was it chili and lime or something?
Didn't
something.
We just have that? We just had those wraps. We liked them.
They were a little sticky, though. Something about that little thing they wrapped it in got all over your fingers. I think Brian brought that up last week. That's what I was saying.
They wrapped it so tight, and you can't get it out of the package. So
exactly, it's stuck to the package. You're right. I think they must have microwaved them in that package because you're right. It would actually stick to the package, but I actually like them. Of course, they're little tiny things. I mean, my God, I had to eat like 14 of them to even have a meal. But anyway, they're doing away with them. And here's something I know that you're going to love, Brian. They're going to be offering more vegetarian options. So get ready, more McVeggie crap coming to McDonald's. And this is my favorite. I don't even know if it's true. This guy posted, he's an analyst, and here's what he says. There's going to be McKale. Remember our little favorite friend, Kale? Well, there's going to be a McKale at a McDonald's coming to you. So,
But you know what? Okay, I happen to love kale. I love the baby kale. I eat it raw. If it's bigger, you know, full-grown kale, I like to saute it. Kale is great with, you know, bacon, you know, that kind of stuff, bacon and onions. But, again, they obviously did not listen to our show. They need to go stick and go back to the basics.
I thought it was kind of cool. Nation's Restaurant kind of agreed with us. That's a Nation Restaurant News. It's a magazine, and they said they wonder whether it's the menu is truly the problem or something else. And I think it's something else. Just think about this: sales at Burger King, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Sonic, Hardee's, Carl's Jr. are all up. So why isn't McDonald's sales up? You mentioned about
they
don't come out
with anything
new. Because
they're adding apple, they're adding kale, they're adding a salad. I mean, they're going to add apple to your meal. Wow. I mean, yeah.
Well, I wonder if the Food Babe has had some kind of crusade against McDonald's, this is why they're
changing. You know she has, and they're so politically correct over there at McDonald's that you know that whatever she has said they're trying to fix, and it's such bull crap. I guarantee you Ray Kroc is rolling over his grave. I mean, the guy started out.
I was about to say the same thing.
Burgers and fries is what did it, and I think the problem is that they have too many things on their menu, which it does mention in this article, but they've lost their way. So anyway, be looking for McKale. You're going to be losing some of your snack wraps and no more Quarter Pounder Deluxe, in case that was one of your favorites, and that one's gone. Along the same line, well, you know what? Before I go there, everybody, I have to give credit where credit is due. Brian came up with a new segment of our show. It's a brilliant idea. And, you know, we always talk each week about Dark Side and the Food Babe and the GMOs and all those fun things that are like the hot buttons in the food industry. And we somehow seem to be going against the grain here. But Brian had a great idea. Brian, okay, what's our new segment going to be called? Since you came up with it, you can announce it.
Okay, so and I will say that every once in a while I do have a brilliant idea. But it's only every once in a while, you know.
Yeah,
the rest of the time, I'm boring, and you know, as you say, people are probably more happy when I'm off the air.
No.
But you know, I kept thinking about how we keep rehashing the same stuff because we have to keep going over it because the same crap comes up in the news all the time. And I'm thinking, this is a soap opera, you know. And I'm thinking, what soap operas are out there as the world turns? So let's call it As the Rotisserie Turns.
That's what our new segment is going to be. It'll be called As the Rotisserie Turns, and I think it's so appropriate for our show.
It is. when he said it, right, really, me and you busted out laughing so hard. I was, like, tears were running down my face. I couldn't stop laughing. I was crying. I was wiping my eyes because it was just so perfect. I'm like, oh, my God, it just doesn't end.
It is perfect. And, you know, every one of our shows is kind of like that. I mean, it's like a soap opera, and we're out here on our soapboxes telling everybody what they should be doing. So I think it's perfect. So from now on, we will have our segment about As the Rotisserie Turns. So, Brian, let's talk about one of the topics that you love to talk about in the As the Rotisserie Turns is the dark side. And I understand that you really went to the dark side this past week.
I did. In fact, I don't even know if you saw or responded to the text and picture I sent you, but I basically took a picture of what I was eating, and I said, I'm going to meet the Grim Reaper. So, obviously, after our conversation last week about the new Wendy's sandwich and the fries with the ghost pepper, whatever, ghost pepper fries, well, I'll tell you, I didn't eat the fries because I discovered that it's fries with a whole bunch of glop on them that includes ghost peppers. I don't eat fries with glop.
I don't either. I don't like that. I can't stand those chili fries or those cheese fries or any spaghetti. I don't even put ketchup on my fries, so I'm with you. I don't think
no,
I would have eaten that either.
Yep.
But I ordered the new chicken sandwich, and I'm sorry, I didn't prepare myself. I didn't bring it up on screen, but it was like the Fresno chicken sandwich. I don't know what it has to do with Fresno, but it
have you
got...
ever been, hey, have you ever been to Fresno? It's pretty crappy. So you tell me that the sandwich is pretty crappy. Hey, sorry, Fresno friend.
No, but it was okay. My biggest problem, I mean, okay, here it is. The jalapeno Fresno spicy chicken sandwich. That's what it's called. And it has spicy chicken breast, you know, breaded chicken breast, diced jalapenos, a ghost pepper sauce, Colby Jack cheese, and a red jalapeno bun. I didn't really detect anything in the bun. But it certainly wasn't made with that nice plastic stuff that we like because it did fall apart. What do I always tell you about my issues with Wendy's? A fresh element. It lacked a fresh element. And they always put too much sauce on everything. Well, when you have this many different things, you have ghost peppers, you have jalapenos, you have the Colby Jack pepper cheese, and, you know, there was probably habanero in the sauce.
And that red bun.
It all becomes a wash, and it just becomes hot. And it wasn't as hot as the El Diablo from, you know, from Hardy.
With all that stuff on it, it was still not as hot as that El Diablo, huh?
I didn't think it was, but it had the wrong kind of burn because in the, you know, in the batter that they put on the chicken, they obviously use a lot of black pepper, and black pepper can overtake other things.
It can.
And, you know, it's like you got this burn from the black pepper, and I didn't really get to taste the flavors. You know, there were no layers. You know, here you have ghost pepper sauce, you have diced jalapenos, you have pepper jack cheese, and I was just kind of tasting the black pepper and the fact that it was spicy. Now, I didn't go through an entire large cup of whatever I was drinking. Oh, the one good thing about Wendy's, and I guess some other places have them now, is they have those new soda dispensers. You know, the kind where you push the button, you select.
I hate those things.
You
I'll
hate
tell you
them?
Why. Yes, let me tell you why. I was at Wawa. As a matter of fact, yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Anyway, I went to get iced tea. Now, do you understand, back in the olden days, you used to have a fountain that you would press, and you have several up there, so you could go get your ice, and then you press the button, and pick out whatever drink you want. And it would serve multiple people. I could be standing there. Joe could be standing there. Sally could be standing over there, and we all can get our drinks. But guess what? That new stupid machine, everybody has to stand in line. And guess what? The ice thing wasn't working. So here we all are, 17 of us standing at the Wawa for this stupid Coca-Cola machine.
I think you need to hit the soap opera music again, because I'm not sure where you're going with this.
It was just stupid, and when you brought it up, it made me think about how pissed off I was standing in the Wawa. I couldn't get ice, couldn't get
that
my drink.
That Wawa's always busy. He's right. I mean,
in fact, there were two ladies. Wait, let me finish. Soap opera. There was two ladies in front of me who actually they threw their cup down. Well, threw it in the trash can, and one lady said, "I have to go to work. I ain't got time for this crap."
Are you kidding?
No.
I didn't.
Well. I'm sorry, but I think that I've had this rebirth and I've learned the art of patience. So I think everybody's just too impatient. The reason I like the machine is that I can create a cherry Coke with lime in it by changing the buttons. So anyway, I had my cherry Coke with lime, and I didn't even finish my soda. It didn't kill me. It was okay at best, but it wasn't what I was expecting.
All right, I'm done
with
that.
Hardee's, you're still on the top of the heap.
Yeah, El Diablo, that's a good burger, folks. Go and get one of those at Hardee's, because that's a fantastic burger and worth every penny. Anyway, we're going to go change tunes here because our guest is going to be calling in a few minutes. I got to bring up, however you say their name. I was corrected the other day. Chipotle, whatever their freaking name is. And by the way, let me give you some history on me and Chipotle. I went to Chipotle for the first time and last time about 5 years ago. I don't know if I told this on the radio before, but anyway, I went through the line and I got one of those $12 burritos. And I'm sorry, Brian, I know I'm going to attack your stock market pick, but I got one of those $12 burritos and it wasn't that good. And the restaurant was kind of as far as cleanliness. And the stupid pimply kid behind the counter who was making my burrito had a bad attitude. So I swore that day I would never go back into a Chipotle, whatever they're called. But anyway, for all of those friends of ours out there who are so into non-GMOs, yay, Chipotle is going non-GMOs. And Laurie, would you like to fill in the blanks? She has a great story about Chipotle and the non-GMOs. So Laurie, take it from here.
It's a long one, guys, so if it gets a little, you know, Harry just cut me off, but yeah, here we go. And I say Chipotle. I don't say Chipotle. Chipotle. To stop serving genetically altered food. In a first for a major restaurant chain, Chipotle Mexican Grill will begin preparing only food that is free of genetically engineered ingredients. This is another step toward the vision we have of changing the way people think about changing the way they think about and eat the fast food, says Steve Ells, founder and co-chief executive of Chipotle.
Hi, Laurie. Stop. I watched the video. What's his name again?
Steve Ells. ELLS.
Laurie, am I lying? I was yelling at the video about wanting to ask you. All right, go ahead.
Well, just because the food is served fast doesn't mean it has to be made with cheap, raw ingredients. Highly processed with the preservatives and fillers and the stabilizers and the artificial colors and flavors. In 2013, Chipotle was the first restaurant chain to indicate which items contained the GMOs, and a small but growing number of restaurants, largely in the fine dining, also now label their menus. So grocers, too, are moving towards offering their customers more products free of GMOs, And the shelves and the cases in Whole Foods are to be free of these products containing such ingredients by 2018. And even Walmart is vastly expanding its selection of the organic foods.
Oh, my God. They're getting to them, too. Oh, my God. Okay, okay, here I go. Here I go. Soapbox time. All right, Brian. I know you and I have had this conversation a couple weeks ago about GMOs and non-GMOs, and I ranted and raved for 45 minutes about the whole thing. But I have a few questions for the listening audience. You know what life
expectancy... So why are you asking me? I'm not a listening audience.
Well, because the only one can answer me, because no one's calling in except our guest. No one ever calls in. Anyway, all right, life expectancy. You know what that is, don't you, Brian, and don't you, Laurie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any life expectancy.
All right. Well, here you go. I just want to give you some little facts. Since 1800 until today, life expectancy has actually moved more than double what it was back in the 1800s. In 1900, this is worldwide, by the way, in 1900, just take a guess. What was the life expectancy of a person in the 1900?
I would say about
45.
I would say younger.
Yep, 31. Get this, 31 in 1900 was our life expectancy. Now, because of improved health care, sanitation, 31, sanitation, clean water, and better nutrition, these are all credited with the jump of today. Now, what is today's life expectancy, Laurie?
I think it's about 78. That's the last. Last time I read it, it was about 78. Like, I don't know, about a year ago, I read an article.
That is correct. In the U.S., the average life expectancy is 78, and in the industrial world, the industrial world. This is what amazed me. 75 is the life expectancy of men and women, the average. So my question to the listening public who are so hung up on this whole GMO, non-GMO, Brian, when did McDonald's start business? Do you know?
Wasn't it like early 60s or somewhere?
I think it was like 1958 or 57 when they had the
problem. Okay. It was late 50s. All right.
All right, so if you do the calculation, let's see here. So that's about, let's just round it off. Let's say 60 years ago, McDonald's started, and of course Burger King and everybody else followed. Now, if people are living to be 75 years old now, on average, a lot of people are living longer, that means that people were, 15 years old when McDonald's started? 15, 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
So they've been eating. I'm not saying everybody goes to McDonald's, but I guarantee you a ton of us have. Since they were 15 or 20 years old, they're now 75. If all this bad food, quote, bad food is so bad for us, the other factors have something to do with it, with the immunizations and the improved health care and the sanitation. But if it's so bad and all this GMO stuff, which happened in the early 90s, why are people living so long? That's my question.
Drugs.
Want to answer?
I said drugs.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe it's the drugs. I don't know. But anyway, this whole thing with the GMOs, non-GMOs, it's all a bunch of crap. It's based on science. No one has proven yet. No one has proven scientifically yet that it's bad for you. Laurie, am I interrupting your story? How much more do you have to read? Because our guest is...
No, it goes on and on and on. It's got a lot of different things. I mean, I could pick out little tidbits, but you want to keep talking, I'm going to start saying.
No, that's good. All right, we're going to take a break we're going to bring on our guest. And our guest is, if you can read, look on our site here. Our guest is from... Sorry, I shouldn't be picking on our listeners. Ribolator.com. This is a really, really cool product. And when I saw it, he's been bugging me to come on the show. And when I finally went to his website, looked at it and thought, wow, this is really cool. So anyway, we're going to take a really brief break and play the rest of our song that goes along with As the Rotisserie Turns. And we'll be right back to to talk to our guests. Don't go away. By the way, that's Young and the Restless, Tim, in case you didn't know. We're back with our guest tonight, and welcome to the show, Bob. I'm probably going to say your name wrong, Grenache, the inventor of the Rivelator. That's close
yep,
enough?
Bob Grenache. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, cool. I have to say, your invention, and folks, if you haven't seen this, which kind of goes along well with kind of a segue about as the rotisserie turns, if you haven't seen this product, you got to check out this guy's website. I'm going to ask him how he got started with this and how he came up with this ingenious, brilliant idea. But check it out while we're talking. You can click on the link and listen to the show. So, Bob, how in the world did you come up with this great idea?
Well, I've been an inventor for many years, just making different things. And, I always loved the barbecue, but for some reason, I could never get it to turn out properly. I was like most guys. I cooked everything on high heat, and I never washed it, so it would always burn on one side and be raw on the other. And one day, I was doing some ribs, and I didn't know how to do them properly. I just did them the way I thought they should be done, and they turned out terrible. I said, there's got to be a way I can make ribs so they come out the same way every time and come out good. So I went to my shop, and I got some metal and started banging stuff around and came up with a crude prototype of the Rivelator, nothing like what you see now. And I had to use baling wire to strap it onto it to hold it in place, and I put it on the grill, and it came out great. So from that point on, I started redesigning it to make it more user-friendly.
Well, it's really a cool product. From there, you've advanced it to where you can cook all kinds of products on the Rivelator. It's not just for ribs. And one question I do have is, I'm sure it's the same question that everybody asks you, but does it take a special grill to use the Rivelator?
No, not at all. It'll fit. That was one of the things that took me a while to get it to market was making it so it fit 99% of the grills on the market. So I went to Home Depot, Lowe's, every barbecue place I could find, and I measured every grill, and I came up with the size that I have now so it would fit 99% of the grill. So it fits medium to large gas grills, as well as the Weber 18-inch and 22.5-inch kettle grills.
Okay, wow. So that you have it in different sizes, or that one size fits everything?
Yes, actually, we have two sizes. We have one that's just a standard fixed tray size, which is 17 inches long, and that will fit most grills. And then we have one that's adjustable. The adjustable one will slide in to 14 inches long and expand to 2 feet long. So that way, if you have a shorter grill, then you can expand it down. And also, it'll fit the kettle grills a little bit easier that way, too. And some people who have a bigger grill, they like to expand the trays out a little bit. That way, they have more cooking room.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not a guy who uses a rotisserie. But now, after seeing your product, I got to check this out, because I'm the same way. And, of course, Brian's going to make a sly comment here, but I have a tendency, you burn it on one side and it's not done on the other. So,
exactly.
And the Rivelator would make it easier, so you're getting even heat as it passes through. And can you cook anything on it?
Yeah, there's virtually nothing you can't cook on. It's almost like an outdoor oven, because it just uses the indirect heat of the heat that's in the cavity of the grill. So it doesn't matter where the heat source comes from. So you can put, vegetables on there. We've had customers put pastries on there and hors d'oeuvres and desserts and nachos, meatloaf, you name it. You can just put it on there and let it cook. And the great thing about it, other great thing, is that you don't have to turn the food over, because it'll cook both sides at the same time. So you don't have to worry about getting one side more done than the other. And it cooks everything evenly right to the middle of the food, so you're not having it more done towards the top or something of that nature.
Hey, Brian, do you use a rotisserie now?
I would love to. And, yes, I would have made a snide remark, but I am happy to see that you're man enough to admit, finally, your inhibitions.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm looking at the website now, and I'm noticing on the video on the top that you removed the grills from
the unit
that you're using, the grates, you know, so that there's more space for the, you know, for your unit to rotate. Now, does the power source come with your package?
We have our stuff is a la carte because we found that some people have a rotisserie motor and spit rod already with their grill, so they're not going to want to buy it twice. So we made it so you can kind of pick and choose what you need to make it work. So right now it comes with just a ribbolator. And if that's all you need, great. If you need a rod and motor, we have that to go with it, and the brackets to make it all work.
Well, I was thinking, you know, in the case of Grillion, we could kind of dress him up like the organ grinder, and you can just put a handle on the outside, and he could stand there and turn it himself. We'll get him the little pillbox hat, you know. Give him the whole nine.
I
think it's fantastic.
I got the monkey. I got you, so.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
well,
hey,
I think it's a fantastic unit.
Both of you make a little bit of money doing that.
Bob, it is a cool product. Now, I see that you got some national recognition from Rachel Ray. How'd that all come about?
Well, it was a couple of years ago. We just got a call from their executive producer, and they said, we saw your product. I don't remember where they saw it, but she said, we thought it was very cool. We're going to have a barbecue segment in July. She had called me in, I think, May, and said, so we're going to tape it next week and then air it in July. So to do that, however, they required us to give a ribbolator away to every audience member.
Oh, my God.
And that was 150 units.
Okay,
so
you're still in business.
We said, yeah, I know. I said, well, we thought about it. So, okay, well, you know, for national recognition, you know, it might be a good trade-off. So we agreed to it. They taped the show, and the July came, and the day it came on, Obama gave his health care speech to the nation, and it preempted the show.
Oh, you're kidding.
So our 15 minutes of fame went down the toilet, and we still had to give one away to every audience member. So it cost us about almost $9,000 between that and shipping.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. And so I called them back a month later to say, hey, could you possibly re-air it since we were preempted and it cost us all this money? And they said, no, we're on to other things now.
Really?
So, yeah. So we kind of lost out on it. The good thing is that we get to use the name, you know, as seen on Rachel Ray, even though most didn't see it on there. We get to use that on our advertisement and so forth. So I guess that's one good thing out of it.
Well, that's one good thing because I saw it on your
that's
website.
Terrible,
I guess
though.
I guess when it was over with, you felt like telling her to take your EVOO and put it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, it's another reason why I don't like Rachel Ray. I mean,
I would have had to make up for it. I would have felt terrible. So of course we'll get you in somewhere.
Yeah, I know. You know, I explained to her how much money we lost on the deal, and they were sympathetic about it, but not enough to where they'd put it on again.
Wow. Now, how much does a ribbolator cost?
It sells for $99.95 for the regular one and $129 for the adjustable.
Okay.
They're made out of 304 stainless steel, which is a high-quality stainless. Very thick gauge material, so it'll basically last as long as your grill, or longer than your grill, I should say, because most grills nowadays last, you know, average at, 3 years or so. This will last you, you know, for multiple grills, so it'll never wear it out.
Now, is it available in retail stores or only online?
No, we have it in about, I would say, a couple dozen retail stores right now throughout the country. We have a number of stores in Canada. We have some places distributed in Australia and in Europe. and of course our online. And Cabela started carrying it about a year or so ago. So that's our only one big box store that we have it in, but most of them are just smaller mom-and-pop barbecue stores.
Very interesting. Well, everybody check out his website. It's a very unique product. It's a very brilliant
idea.
And
I'm going to try it out
because it looks like, you know, I've never used a rotisserie. I've always, I don't know, rotisseries made me think about my mother cooking on the grill. But I'm going to have to check it out and check out ribolator.com. You guys can go get yourself on.
I'll just also interject there just to show how well it works. My son and I do barbecue competitions, and we've won a number of grand championships and first place prizes using the Ribolator.
Oh,
and
really?
And now other barbecue teams are using it as well, so now I have to cook better because they're using my Ribolator against me.
That's cute.
So the only negative about that is now I have to be a better cook.
It's a great name. It's just a great
name. Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight
and on the show, and keep us posted if you got any new products up your sleeve. I have a feeling just listening to you, you're a kind of guy that probably has other ideas.
I do have another one. You could just very quickly look at it. It's called BungeeClips.com.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it's designed, you know, bungee cords, everybody uses those. And the problem is that they're never the right length, right? They're usually too long, and so you wrap it around something or you overstretch it.
Right.
Well, the bungee clip is designed to adjust your bungee cord to the exact length you need within a matter of seconds. And it makes it very easy to attach, so you can get the exact measurement you need and just stick it on there, and it's done.
Cool. BungeeClips.com.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, and keep us posted if you got anything new in the food category you want to come and promote. You're always welcome on the show, and we thank you for your time.
All right, great. Thanks for having me on there.
Good luck to you.
Sure thing. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, check out Ribolator.com. You can find the Ribolator there. It's really a cool product. Watch the video, too. And if you go to his website and also his Facebook page, you can see some of the things that people are using the Ribolator for. It's a really cool product. I want to mention a couple real quick things here before we run out of time. One thing that I was just notified by Heidi Bell on Facebook, and I thought I'd pass this along. I thought it was pretty cool, but there was last week in New York, there was a special get-together for our good buddy Chef Christo in New York, and actually what the folks did, they got together and they planted seeds, and Christo, everybody knows Chef Christo. Christo had a rooftop garden, I guess what you would call it, and he always talked about it on Facebook. And his friend Alexis has continued with the garden, and it's called Legacy Garden, and they were a whole group got together and planted seeds. And when she was telling me, it made me laugh because I know that Christo would love it, but he was probably up in heaven where he is now, and he's probably saying, could you have at least done it on May the 2nd when it was National Naked Garden Day? I think that would have been more for Christo. But I'm sure he's up there enjoying that. And Heidi Bell, thank you for sharing that with me today, and we miss Christo. And let's see, what else we got here real quick? Oh, next week is Mother's Day.
I was going to say, you know, you always say if I have something to say at the end, and I always say, we have balls for Mother's Day, and now you're saying something, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. We're actually not going to be here because my mom says I have to go visit her for Mother's Day, so there will not be a Grillion Ideas radio show, Brian, in case you didn't know. We're not going to have a show next week because mom says I can't.
And I'm going to miss then the next following 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
What are we going to do?
Right. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know I'm going to be doing a lot.
Yeah, well, don't go there. We don't need to know what you and your wife do. Come on now. All right, and then finally I want to mention, too, that Hot Toss Grills, I think I mentioned it last week, has become a partner of the show, and we thank Hot Toss Grills for Dave Benjamin for including Grillion Ideas Radio as part of his partnering group. We'll be talking more about Hot Toss Grills in coming weeks. I'm looking forward to receiving it, and we'll be doing some posting on Facebook. If you haven't checked out Hot Box Grills, go to hotboxgrills.com and also go to his Facebook page. You can find out more. It's really cool, a grill that is actually not that little. The grill that it was originally designed for going to tailgating, but you actually can use it in your own backyard and at the beach. You're on your tailgate on your pickup truck in front of your house. When the people in your neighborhood ride by, you can wave and invite them all over for some hot dogs and burgers. So anyway,
wouldn't that be fun? Can't wait. I cannot wait.
That's what we're going to do.
Going to make a
scene
here, that's for sure.
I think we've covered everything, and we have got 4 minutes left. So what I always do is I say, Brian, I guess we're going to have to hear from you for like a month. So enjoy wherever you're going.
No, it's not that long.
It will be almost between Mother's Day and then when you get back.
First of all, I'll be back for the show on the 30th. Okay.
That's almost 27
right.
days from now.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. It's not my fault that you have to go see your mother.
I know. Well, that came. Actually, you know what? That's well, I shouldn't say that. Laurie's making me go. My mother invited us to lunch, and I guess I should go because it is Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and from what I understand, it's quite a drive to get to your folks. So yeah, you probably wouldn't get back in time for the show.
It's gonna be a late night.
I will be gone the following 2 weeks, I guess, and I'll be home on
the
29th.
Huh? You sure you don't want to call into the show?
Do you want to pay for the call?
No. You could do it with the Viber. It's free.
We tried Skype.
No, it's not Skype. It's called
Skype
Viber. V-I-B-E-R.
It doesn't work, Laurie. Not on Blog Talk Radio.
No. But anyway, we're going kind of on a second honeymoon to Europe. So we're looking forward to being away for over 2 weeks, and I will miss you guys, but you know what? I'll be back.
Well,
but happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And,
Hey, I have one question. Can we do the ads?
Yeah.
Can the rotisserie turns go without you?
Can the rotisserie turn the grill without me?
No, as the rotisserie turns, can we have that segment without you?
Of course. I mean, I'm licensing the name to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So,
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Of course you can.
All right, good. And Laurie, I guess I already stole your thunder, but did you have anything else you want to add before we close out?
No, I wanted to remind you about, I don't know if you remember about Mother's Day, because I know we're going to see your mom, and I'm glad that we get to have off and spend time with them, your mom and your dad.
There you go.
Well, happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yes,
next
happy
week.
Mother's Day. We'll see you on the 10th. No, I'm sorry. I just said the 17th. And, oh, by the way, we've got a few new guests coming on, too. But I'm out of time, so I can't talk about that. All right, we're out of here. Have a nice Sunday night. I always say nice weekend, but the weekend's almost shot. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Eat, drink, and be brilliant, and don't get in trouble.
Cheers.
For sure. Cheers.
smiles all around. Turn off that frown. We may be down, but we're not out. Fortune smiles all around.
Down, but we're not out.